Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we're here with the CEO of Planned Parenthood, which is Joanne Smith. And she is enlightening everybody. It's amazing this morning.
Great. I'm
and
glad to hear that.
On top of what you're saying, my brother's a gynecologist.
Is he? Great.
In Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention the hospital, but he has women coming into him, young women.
Yes.
7 and 8 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time they're walking in the door to see somebody. And it's a clinic. And, you know, I'm not even sure how the hospital works. Yeah, anybody can go to a clinic.
Right,
but the point is they could have been having this service the whole time.
Yes.
Most of them are on Medicaid.
Yes.
But they could have been having that service from even prior to getting pregnant.
Absolutely. When we counsel everybody who comes to us, if you're planning to get pregnant, if you're even thinking about getting pregnant sometime in your life, you need to start taking the appropriate vitamins right now. And this is what you need to do to prepare your body for pregnancy. Well, who really do people do that? Let's hope they do, but probably not. Okay, fine. So you find out you're pregnant.
But just having a normal, balanced life is acceptable.
Yes,
you know,
yes. But so then people know almost immediately whether they're pregnant or not. And they're going to know right away whether they want to become a parent. So we get them into our prenatal program right away.
Right.
And our prenatal program is so fantastic because in addition to the health care that we provide, we also provide them with the vitamins they need. We have Lamaze classes.
Oh, okay,
for them.
Okay, yeah.
We hold their hands. If they are eligible for Medicaid, we will apply, and they are eligible for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. All women in New York State, regardless of if they have insurance, that's fine, but all women in New York State through a very special program are eligible for free prenatal care. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
And we will apply that for that for them. So
free prenatal is seeing the doctor.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, and the delivery as well. Everything is taken care of under New York State. And I'm going to say New York is the best place to live if you're going to have a health care issue. And this governor and our legislature has laws in place and programs in place that want to ensure that the mothers are healthy and that the new babies and their new citizens are going to be healthy. And that starts with really high quality prenatal care. And that's what we provide also at Planned Parenthood.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I was
telling my son this. He said, "What? I didn't know that." My son didn't know it. And I said, "Yes, everybody should be able to have access to really good prenatal care.
Especially if you're going to keep the baby. Why have this?" My wife works at St. Mary's Children's Hospital.
Right.
Which is wonderful. But, I mean, those are the children, unfortunately, that there was no prenatal anything.
Yes.
And a child is born. Some of them are born already addicted to drugs. I mean, it's a shame what happens to some of those babies. But, I mean, if you want to have a well child, why wouldn't you take advantage of your services?
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, and again,
poor is no excuse.
Because
in
New York State, it's free.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're documented or not, these are free services.
Okay.
And that goes also for all of our preventive services, for birth control and anything else. So we are, while we are, as I said, your local gynecologist, we also provide women who would ordinarily not be able to go elsewhere for the services they need.
Now, by the title of the organization, Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Let's say a family is trying to have a child and is running into difficulties
mm-hmm.
conceiving.
Yes.
Would they come to you?
Yes.
Because that's quite involved.
Yes. Yes. We don't do. We do the first level of infertility screenings, and then we will refer our patient to somewhere where they could get more in-depth screenings, and again, the services they would need. We don't provide the full range of infertility services, but we do the first screenings for them, yes.
So again, regardless of whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance, you still will get support and guidance
Absolutely.
And assistance. Wow.
Yes.
Now, as we were speaking during the break, if you diagnose some form of cancer
mm-hmm.
and further treatment needs
mm-hmm.
to be done, and again, I'll linger more on not having insurance, will you help get that person breast surgery or whatever is needed in, because that also is another can of worms. Is, yeah.
Well, it's actually something that, again, we do in conjunction with the Adelphi Breast Health Program, which is a phenomenal resource, by the way. And working with the cancer screening programs at the at NUMIC and at LIJ and out in Stony Brook, I think it's Stony Brook, we work with, we will, again, refer women to those programs where they will be able to get services without cost. Yes.
Wow.
And thank God for that. I mean,
that's
all state-funded those are state-funded programs. Again, New York State is phenomenal.
Wow.
And they make sure that there are that women have the ability to get the services they need. The problem is that a lot of women don't know about it.
That's it.
And they don't know that through, again, we work in coalition with Adelphi and a host of other community-based organizations to provide information about breast cancer and how to have, about the detection services that are needed, and then about the services and screenings themselves. And we hold their hands. Their hand all the way through the process.
Amazing.
And then Adelphi has all the social workers and nutritionists and everything you need to make sure that if you are diagnosed with cancer, that you are going to be a survivor.
Joanne, when we were briefed that you were going to be a guest mm-hmm. with us, I understand that you got an award. It's a little while ago at Westbury Manor.
Yes.
Making a Difference for Women Award. What was that all about? And can you tell us?
Again, I was thrilled to get that award. And recently, Planned Parenthood of Nassau County is receiving an award. Next week, we're receiving an award from the Komen Foundation, Komen Greater New York.
Okay. Yeah,
and as you know, Komen does amazing research about how to prevent cancer and how to cure cancer, and also provide services for women who need it and can't afford the services. So we're getting the Community Impact Award from Komen next week, and we received that award several years ago, again, for the type of work that we provide. As you said, John, many people don't know about our services, but when they come to us, they are incredibly grateful. We have patients who write us letters. I mean, how often do we get a handwritten letter these days from anybody? And they take the time to write us letters to say, thank you. Thank you for saving my life. Thank you for just being kind.
Thank you
for helping me. Whether you're coming to Planned Parenthood for, it doesn't make any difference what you're coming to us for. We're there for you. And everybody who works at Planned Parenthood does so because we know how important it is for women to have access to health care in general. We believe strongly that health care is a right and not a privilege. And that goes for all kinds of health care. So anything we can do to make sure that women and men have access to it, we do. We're also on the cutting edge of all kinds of new things coming out. So recently we started offering PrEP. Do you know what PrEP is?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's actually it's a preventive medication to prevent HIV infections, mm-hmm. and it's taken prophylactically like a birth control pill every day, and nothing is 100%
right,
effective,
right.
And because, you know, there's always user error, as my daughter will say, Mom, that's user error. It's not, you know, it's not the program itself, it's user error. But this drug is phenomenal in helping people who are having whatever they're doing, to keep them from getting HIV. And that's phenomenal. Wow. And it's a very strict regimen where people have to come in and meet with us on a quarterly basis. They have the testing that they need. They get the pills that they need. And again, if they don't have the resources for it, it's paid for.
This is male or female?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Do you find that with our society becoming more and more diverse, that you are able to service people who do not speak English?
Oh, my God, yes. And we have to. Again, healthcare should be a right, not a privilege, regardless of your nationality, regardless of the language you speak. So I'm just going to – our patient volume breaks down into basically – we have a third black, a third Hispanic, a third white, and then we have a mixture of other nationalities. So 61% of our staff, I just had to get that statistic for something else, but 61% of our staff are of color. And we really have a lot of people who speak, we need to have people who speak Spanish. If we don't speak the language that, so let's say somebody comes from India, some province in India, a dialect that nobody in our staff knows, it doesn't make any difference right. Which country. We have very specialized services. I'm going to use a simple word for a language line. And the clinician, the provider, will be on the phone with a translator it's somebody in that country who actually understands what the medical procedures are, and will be able to translate for the individual.
We're going to be out of time very shortly.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. No, I know. A phone number for
yes.
either somebody who wants to use the services
yes.
or for donations.
And donations. And I'm also going to say to volunteer.
Oh, that's true
oh
too.
My goodness.
Okay.
We have so many opportunities for people to volunteer. And we would love volunteers because we have volunteer nights once a month, and so I'm going to give you the where to go. So our website,
yep,
PPNC Planned Parenthood Nassau County .org. That's our website, PPNC.org, and then go to volunteer opportunities.
Okay.
We have people who come in all the time to do phone banking. We're going to be engaging in a massive Get Out the Vote campaign this year. We believe that, and we know this to be true, we have power, and we have power in the vote. And we are going to encourage everybody to get out the vote and vote their values, to get out and vote their values. We need to have people in seats who espouse our values, and your voice is your vote, and you need to get out and use it. So ppnc.org,
and a phone number
the phone number is 516-750-2600.
Okay, perfect. That's it, and that's the time. It's amazing.
Okay.
This was absolutely breathtaking.
Thank you.
It was phenomenal.
Thank you very
I mean,
much,
we,
John.
I learned, and I think
I really
Ann and everybody, Victoria, everybody learned here today.
Thank you. Thank
You've been
you
listening to
much.
Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.